Listen to more news from WBEZ anytime on the WBEZ app. Start each day informed. Tap and listen live or on demand. Available on iOS and Android.
Good afternoon. I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson's administration is unveiling new strategies to cut red tape and speed up development in the city. The new report released Friday contains numerous initiatives to help reduce lengthy timelines for the construction of affordable housing and development. Specific recommendations include legislation to eliminate minimum parking requirements on new developments citywide, for example. A state lawmaker from Chicago wants city parks to get more money for programming and upkeep if they host a major music festival. My colleague Alex Dagman reports some annual events like Lollapalooza and Riot Fest can close parks for weeks at a time, and residents want to see more benefits from that inconvenience. State Representative LaShawn Ford's measure would make at least 55% of permit fees from a festival stay at the park hosting it.
They would be able to do capital construction in those parks that some of them are dilapidating. Believe it or not, some of these parks, they tell us that they don't have basic necessities like toilet tissue.
The Chicago Park District opposes the bill, saying it currently takes revenue from major events and distributes it to parks citywide. Ford's measure passed out of committee, but he promised to work toward an agreement with the park district before moving it again. The Chicago Transit Authority released an updated rail schedule Friday. The new timetables will start Sunday, and they affect most train lines. The CTA says it's working to increase service through the spring and summer as new staff get trained. The agency plans to train up to 200 new bus and rail operators this year. Chicago's Bureau of Forestry is advising residents of a mass cicada emergence later this month that will last until early June. Sometimes called 17-year locusts, officials say cicadas are mostly harmless and more prevalent in areas undisturbed by new construction and utility work. The city does not expect the insects to cause significant damage to area parks or trees. The city will continue to plant trees larger than 2 inches in diameter during the emergence. The Morton Arboretum recommends postponing spring planting of very young trees or using protective netting for these trees until the event is over. The city says not to use pesticides to control cicadas, as the chemicals can injure other wildlife. Chicago Bears are the 9th most fashionable team in the NFL. That's according to a new survey which analyzed fashion-related search results for each team. Former quarterback Justin Fields scored the most fashion-related searches for the Bears, with roughly 220 per game. WBEZ sports contributor Cheryl Ray Stout says Fields was admired for his distinctive style on and off the field.
He stood tall when people could have beaten him up, and he took every punch given to him. No matter what he wears or what he does, he'll still be remembered as a Bear that people cared about because he did enamor himself to the fandom.
The Philadelphia Eagles nabbed the title of most fashionable team in the NFL, according to the survey. Weather for today, clouds and a high near 50. Tonight, clear and cooler by the lake, low near 33. Saturday, lots of sun and a high in the mid-50s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.